we found that for all doctors under the age of 50, doctors are dying at twice the rate in 2021 and 2022 compared to 2019 and 2020. So that's since the rollout of the COVID vaccines. They're dying at double the rate. When you look at doctors under the age of 40, they're dying at five times the rate this year compared to the pre-vaccine rollout. And doctors under the age of 30 are dying at eight times the rate compared to the pre-vaccine rollout era. And this is really where, you know, we see the deaths in medical residents and young doctors, doctors who had just graduated, because we know that, you know, all the medical schools in Canada had implemented and forced on their medical students and medical residents COVID vaccine mandates. They all had to be fully up to date on their vaccinations so that they could work in the hospital or rotate through the hospital. So what you see in the data, which is very robust, is that as you get younger in age, the mortality rate skyrockets since the rollout of the vaccines. McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, had actually put out a statement on Twitter saying that this past summer, they lost three of their young medical residents. They had died suddenly or unexpectedly. Their ages were 25, 27, and 32 in a single medical school. I'd never heard of anything like this in my entire career. I've spoken to other doctors, Dr. Charles Hoff, Dr. Stephen Mouthouse. They'd never heard of anything like this either.
Did they mention any cause of death for those young doctors?
They didn't, no. But that's been the pattern throughout this, you know, rollout of the vaccines, is that when they do announce doctor deaths, they never announce their vaccine status or any possible connection to the vaccines. But we've actually put together a team, and we've put together a database which of 1,800 doctor deaths, Canadian doctor deaths for the past 4 years. And so we've tried to find every Canadian doctor death that we could find so that we can analyze and actually compare to previous years. 1,000 of those entries are actually from the Canadian Medical Association's own website. They have an in memoriam page that they used to update very regularly. Now, what we realized is that they've been deleting entries from their in memoriam page quietly, especially in the years 2019 and 2020. So we had to use the Wayback Machine to capture data that they had deliberately deleted.